Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network. You know, it's a very strong word that a lot of us use. Maybe we're not even exactly sure how we should be using it, but the word is karma. And we talked about it last week with Andrea Dragonfly. We're going to dig back into it because it runs so much deeper than I ever thought. And it really does affect your life in many different ways. Andrea is an ancient wisdom healer, an energy healer. It's all about energy here. Transition coach, ceremonialist, and much more. And she's back with us. Andrea, great to have you back on. How are you today?
Hi, Steve. I'm doing well. Thank you.
So before we dig into karma once again, why don't we broadly define it for anybody that missed the last time, that call it part one when we talked about it?
Absolutely. So when I think about karma, karma is actually a Sanskrit word for action. And it's also just like every action has a natural reaction or a consequence even. And the karma, when we do whatever it is that we're doing, whether it's good deeds or maybe not so good deeds, the energy of those deeds become imprinted as a memory within our energy field. And so really we're working on with this memory. And so there's two different kinds of karma. We have good karma, and these are with selfless acts. So when we are really in service, or we do the random acts of kindness, or we're just generally being a kind and loving person, giving of self in a selfless way, this is how we really gather our good karma, and it really pulls us through, right? And then we have our what we can consider our bad karma. And of course, these are judgment words, right? And the bad karma is, how are we being with others? Are we taking advantage of others? Are we not being nice to others? Are we, walking on other people's backs for our own personal success, you know? And so we really start to look at, what is our normal way of operation? And so oftentimes, of course, we're human, and we're going to go through the gamut, and some of us are going to be incredibly, you know, on the track of doing the best services to gather that good karma, and other people are about for their, you know, are more in a selfish act and want their own personal gain or power, you know, control, money, all of those things can fall into being a little bit more selfish and really working from one's kind of internal ego of me, of the me concept here. And so again, it's about reaping what we sow. And we spoke a little bit about how we have two different kinds of karma. Or we actually have, you know, we have two different kinds of karma I'm talking about specifically here. So we're talking about lineage karma and personal karma. And so the lineage karma is the karma that we really bring into our lives when we're born within a family. And within that family, it really kind of goes back into, you know, a lot of our familial relationships, how we are with our siblings, how we are with our parents or our extended family. So those can certainly play out. And these are very specific types of relationships that we've come into this, you know, life to really overcome and find ways to find our personal empowerment and maybe what could be seen as a disempowering relationship within the family. And the family is such a huge opportunity. I mean, they're usually our closest people and probably one of our most important teachers, whether we have good relationships with them or not. And even if we're not in a place of speaking to our family members, which many people have that in their life experience, or having a good relationship with their family members, it's really about looking at, what is it about this relationship that is disempowering, that I can't get move forward, that I can't find the success, and working on that within one's personal journey, within one's personal energy field to overcome. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to have a great relationship with that family member. It just means that there's a shift in the way we see things. And this is the shift in the energy field that creates us from, that moves us from a disempowering state into a more empowered state where we can learn from these experiences and choose consciously how we want to move forward. But if we keep getting stuck into this, you know, this loop of, you know, making the same decisions of anger and frustration and disconnection over and over again, we're never really going to learn what the opportunity, what the gift is in there. And so that's just our ancestral karma that shows up in our everyday. But we also have the energy of all of our forefathers that have come before us on the mother and the father's line. And so certain energies have happened to them over their lifetime, and they haven't healed those. It can show up within the pattern. That pattern can show up within all of the children that are born in the next generation, in the next generation, in the next generation. So we can look at this through violence, PTSD with many of our grandfathers who've been in war. We can look at this as victimization of a lot of the grandmothers who never were strong and took a lot of, you know, the energetic, you know, or the physical. It's not just the energetic, but sometimes this is just where they're at the effect of their situation. They don't have the strength to stand up for themselves. It's a lot of, what is the word here?
I'm trying to think of that word too, but I see it.
It's a sacrifice. The word is sacrifice, where we sacrifice ourselves for the greater good of others. And in that sacrifice, you know, that sacrifice, that sacrificial way can be brought down the lineage in a lot of different people. And it doesn't have to be just in the women. It's not gender, you know, specifically to the gender. It's just sometimes we're self-sacrificing of what we truly want or desire for ourselves so that we give it to everybody else. And so these things are imprinted in our karma, or, you know, within our energy field. And these are things that we can actually look at removing or working with, healing these so that we don't have to repeat these cycles of unhappiness or these cycles of poverty or these cycles of, you know, whatever the mindset might also have could be also, you know, carried through within lineages. So this is ancestral karma that we're working with, and it goes very deep. And so it's not just, you know, this is just kind of scratching the surface. And so working one-on-one, you get to really understand, I get to understand people's stories, and we can really look to see where is the ancestral and lineage karma coming from within this life. And then there's also the personal karma. And the personal karma is our own unique karma that we've collected over our lifetimes as we come into this life. And so these are patterns. Oftentimes they can be blockages of our own personal success, or maybe communication, or maybe it's a blockage of really being able to love someone. Like we've sworn off love. And even though we are loving beings and we find ourselves in relationship, there's still something there that disconnects that true deep love from really truly unfolding. And so those can be carried through as well.
So I have questions. I want to dig into this for just a sec, because
sure,
I've heard that there are generational, call them traits, that are passed on. And it could be from your parents, could be from their parents. And whatever they dealt with or the ways that they dealt with things, we deal with them now. But it almost sounds that like you would even potentially call that karma. Am I reading that right? Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, that could be seen as ancestral karma, as how these are passed through the generations and we pick them up to carry them on. And if they're not working for us, are holding us back or hindering us in any way from our personal empowerment, our success, our potential, then it's our opportunity to really take a look at that and see how can we heal this. And when we heal the karma for that's been passed through the lineage, we're not just healing it for ourselves, but we are healing it for the whole family and for however many generations that's been carried forward. And when we heal it within ourselves, we actually can heal it for our children and our children's children so that they no longer have to carry that energy, that pattern with them as they move through life. So it's a very powerful energy.
How do we deal with that? How do you, let's say, I'm gonna pick anything here. Let's say that somebody in your past, your family past, had lots of anxiety Or let's say they were very overprotective, whatever it might be. And maybe that was passed on two, three generations, and now you got it. And let's say you've identified it. Oh, that goes back to my mom, or that goes back to maybe a grandmother. What do you do at that point? Is it really coming down to healing, energy healing? Where do you go from there?
Absolutely. That's a great question, Steve. So when we can identify that there's a pattern that has gone from, you know, mother to grandmother, from self to mother to grandmother to possibly even great-grandmother, because we don't always know how our great-grandparents were in those times unless we have very good family conversations with lots of people telling us those stories. But for example, let's just even say anxiety, because that's the first word you said. And so looking at where the anxiety comes from and what is the pattern of the anxiety within the familial line. And so oftentimes anxiety is a representation of a fear, and a fear of something that may happen that hasn't happened yet, but a fear that it will happen.
Mm.
And so what we look at is where did that possibly begin and what is it really around? Is it around, and oftentimes we can always bring it down to a fear of death, fear of poverty, fear of being alone, you know, fear of being outcasted. And so if we look into the energetic, we can also track these energies to get a feeling, to get an understanding. And I spoke earlier about working with energy allies. And these energy allies throughout my time has helped me to be able to see in these realms of the energy to get an idea of what is the core energetic that this anxiety comes from. And then we can trace it back generations. So it could even go, you know, hundreds of years, many generations back, to see what may have been the original cause. What's the original wound where this first came in and had impacted or affected this person in this way? And then they carried that in their energy field as a fear. And that fear manifests as an anxiety. And then it becomes passed on through those generations. So when I work with a client, I work within recognizing the core energetic of that fear. And then we start to bring, me and the client, we'll bring in the lineage, and we'll begin to start kind of really connecting into how that had affected them within their life. Because, of course, as we evolve, as we grow, every generation has a different experience to the world at the time. So what was life like for those ancestors as they were going through this type of experience? And so we can work within these fields, and oftentimes this is a lower world energy. And when I speak of lower world, there's three worlds in which we work within. This is more of the ancient wisdom. This is often the shamanic approach, and shamanic, of course, is all of the indigenous who have been having this beautiful earth-centered relationship between the cosmos and the core intelligence of the earth experience. And so they are very connected to earth and sky. And so there's these three worlds. The lower world is the world of the past. It's the world of our ancestors. It's the world of the memory. And then the middle world is the world that we're living in currently, where we can kind of work through this for different types of information, finding lost objects, things that are very much in the now. And then the upper world, just to give an explanation, is where we go for the deeper questions and meaning of life, where we can really connect in and ask these deeper questions and pull forth, information that's going to actually really help us grow within our potential. And so bringing it back to the lower world, we work within the lower world and we work with the allies there to find this energy and begin to work with it, and also look at the lesson. What's the cost? What has that anxiety, that fear, cost you in life? Because when we don't recognize how these energies impact us, we can't really learn from them and let them go. It's really when we start to deepen in to recognizing wow, this has cost me a lot. This has cost me showing up in the world. This has cost me having these opportunities that probably could have really taken me into this beautiful further direction that I wanted to go, but I was afraid. I got anxiety, fear of this or that, you know, whatever that anxiety comes from. And so when we really deepen into the loss of that, we can learn the beauty, the gift, and that becomes the healing. And we begin to heal that within ourselves, and then it goes within the lineage line, healing it within all of those in the previous generation that may have been experiencing that, and the generation before that may have experienced that. And we can work with them in the field, the energy field, to be able to bring the healing to all of them. And it's a beautiful process so that it becomes the ancestral healing. Therefore, it doesn't have, once the healing is really received and the person really understands the depth of this beautiful gift, by going in it and facing it and digging through it and recognizing what it really is. So even if it comes down to the bare essence of, you know, potential, like, you know, losing one's life or being alone in the world, we recognize that that's never the end of life. It's just an opportunity for us to grow ourselves, because we're never alone, Steve. No matter what, even if we're by ourselves in the world, all by ourselves, we're never alone. We have these energy forces with us. We just don't know that. And so when we work with this energy, we begin to recognize that we are completely surrounded by all of these wonderful energy forces that are here to help us grow.
So quick question on that, Andrea. When you say we're never alone, why do we sometimes, and I get it, because we're animals and we love to be, we're social. We want to be around other people. But why do so many of us have a fear of being alone, abandonment, things like that? And of course, that could be karma connected. But why is that fear? Why can't we just say, yeah, all right, no problem. Yeah, you'll be alone for a couple of days, whatever it might be. Why do we fester on that?
Well, Steve, I think the big piece that we want to really acknowledge here is that we haven't been taught that. We've been taught that, you know, we're social creatures and we need people, yes. But our traditional cultural perspective doesn't say that we're surrounded by these, you know, energies that are here to support and help us. So even if people were to talk about angels, people poo-poo angels, right? Like, oh, yeah, whatever, yep. You and your angels. You know what I mean? Like, it's quite, you know, it's interesting. Because we come from a culture that actually wants to separate us, wants us to feel alone, because this is a way that they can actually kind of get more control over us. And I hate, you know, this is, in some respect, this is the energetic of what we live in. So that when we feel alone, we feel isolated, we're more, you know, people can take advantage of us in that situation. People can take from, you know, a person who is in, you know, this experience. And so, but it's also a powerful experience when we are in those places. And we also hear many, many stories about when a person's at the end of their rope and they find God, for example, right? And God is in so many different forms. And so this is an energy. And by even using the word God, God is, you know, I just want to open that door, because God can mean, you know, it could be God for so many of these people, and it could be spirit for another person, because it's all the same energy, but it's the energy that moves us and allows us to move through the pain, the loss, the grief, the aloneness that we might feel. And not everybody gets that. Mm. Oftentimes we'll find people who will, you know, commit suicide, who will do drastic things, and it may take, you know, a very long time for a person to really move through that. But it's about what we're taught. It's about how we're exposed to certain things.
So we
just don't have a culture that allows that so much at this time. It's growing, for sure.
We have a We have a great question based on what we're talking about. We're going to take a very short break and come right back with that and learn more about karma and how it affects your life with Andrea Dragonfly. If somebody wants to reach out to you, is it they go to your Gmail address?
Yeah, that's great. It's dragonflypassages@gmail.com. I'm working on my website, so it'll be up and coming very shortly here. But that's the best way to get a hold of me at this moment.
Awesome. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Celebrating Bubby's 70th birthday. 7 months after her birthday. Saying I don't to more postponements. And I do to each other. That life-changing vacation? Just a little later in life. And the taste of some home cooking that's been simmering for months.
Sorry, I think this one's mine.
Oh, my bad.
For all the things that you've been looking forward to getting back to, we've got a plane for that. Visit JetBlue.com for everyday low fares.
Parallels Desktop, the number one choice of Mac users to run Windows on Mac. Windows applications run effortlessly. Parallels Desktop is seamless and fast. Whether you need to run a Windows program, develop or test, game, or just looking for the ultimate flexibility without having to restart, you're completely covered with Parallels Desktop for Mac. Fast, powerful, and easy.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of pizza? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Welcome to Philo, where you can get more than 60 channels for $25 and DVR for days. We've got hip-hop for lovers, renovations for brothers, pups for preschoolers, and pugs for Hallmarkies. Start your free trial and find out more at philo.tv.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
We're back. We're talking about karma, learning all about it. And it's a word that we've used over the years loosely, but do you really know what it means? Well, we're digging into that today with Andrea Dragonfly, who's an ancient wisdom energy healer, transitions coach, ceremonialist, and so much more. We've got Mandy checking in from Charlotte, South Carolina on the instant feedback line, instantfeedbacksteve@gmail.com. She says, when it comes to karma that's passed on from other generations, like anxiety, is it taught or is it something that's genetic?
Great question. Absolutely. And it's not that it's taught. It's within the energy field. And when we're in the energy field, it comes on. So it's neither. It's more of a... I just want to backtrack for just a moment, because genetically, like when we think about our genetics are definitely, you know, how we are going to be passed on certain traits, you know, eye color and skin tone, and, you know, these types of genes are certainly showing up within our genetics. Now, within the genetic energy, it's not going to be showing up within a certain type of physicality within the body, right, within our physical body form. It shows up within the energetic field. And so that's, it's still the ancestral karma that comes through that we do get from our coding of our parents in the lineage, but it's not within the actual genetic makeup of our physical bodies as if we were to manifest a disease or something like that either. Mm-hmm. And so within, for example, anxiety, you know, it's an energetic that is stuck in the way that we feel. So it certainly will operate in the way that maybe our heart is going to beat faster and we're going to have certain type of physical experiences to the way that the energy shows up in our body. So we're like, oh my goodness, you know, I'm having a panic attack or whatnot. But that anxiety is really within the energy.
And the energy, and we're just about out of time, but the energy is passed on. That's what it sounds like.
Exactly. So it's that energetic imprint that's passed on, that will then pass through the generations until finally somebody says, hey, I don't want to carry this on anymore. I'm going to break this.
Wow.
And what do I have to do to break this so that I don't have to deal with this anymore, nor do my children have to carry this for them either? And so that's where we take a step and we look in and we dive into it and we really stare that in the eye and recognize all that there is to recognize about that so that we can heal from it and break the
cycle.
Pattern
yeah.
for future generations.
So yes. you've made it come crystal clear, and I just want to say that before we even started today, we were going to talk about potentially maybe turning the car a little bit and talking about trauma, which a lot of us deal with. And now I see why you connected it to karma and trauma, because you could be dealing with a trauma that came from the karma or the energy that was passed on from three generations back, and you might not even know it. So
exactly.
Yeah. And thanks for making that clear, because it's so funny because, all of us, most of us have that word karma, and we think of those two. Hey, karma train's going to be pulling up for them. And if karma police are going to be showing up soon enough, but it's not all about that. There's more to it. And that's what we're learning today with you. Your Gmail account, give that out again if somebody wants to reach you.
Yes, it's dragonflypassages@gmail.com. And that's the best way to get a hold of me at this time. I'm open for 30-minute consultations to figure out what I can best do to serve you. And we can always go from there.
Yeah, so, love it. And you're an energy healer, and that's all of what we're talking about right now. So if somebody's dealing with what we're calling karma, those things that you think might have been passed on, Andrea would be the person to reach out to for some healing and move your life forward. Andrea, fascinating talking with you, and looking forward definitely next time getting together and digging deeper into this.
Great. It's been a pleasure, Steve. Thank you so much.
You too. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network. They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.